So we are starting a brand new sugya today, another tricky Gemara, which means it'll be a Geshmak sugya. We're on the Mishnah on Chof Dalad Omed Aleph. Now, even though we haven't learned the Mishnah, but we have seen the Mishnah quoted one daf ago. Omar Loi, there are two litigants, and one says to the other, Ne'mon Olai Abo or Ne'mon Olai Avicha. I am prepared to trust my father or your father. Or ne'emon in olai shloisha roya boka. Or they are ne'emon to me, they are going to be believed to me. Three shepherds, simple people who are clearly ignorant. Now, you remember we've discussed in the past, of course, we have qualifications, minatero, who is considered an aid, who's considered a dayon. And the number one rule, as we all know, is that somebody who's related cannot be a dayon or an aid. He's a korev. But it's my prerogative in cases of financial matters to say, I'm prepared to accept the aidus even of somebody who doesn't qualify. How can that be? In the case of non-financial matters, if two Edim come to Beis Din and they testify that somebody was Mechalal Shabbos and he deserves Skila, well, if they're related to the person in question, obviously their Edus is not accepted. And the Beis Din cannot say, well, we actually choose to accept their Edus, but you cannot. It's not your prerogative to put somebody to death when the Edim are related, or for that matter, if the Dayanim are related. But in the case of financial matters, let's not forget, I can obligate myself to pay you money without any aidim, without any dayan. If I come up to you one day and I say, listen, I promise I'm going to give you $1 million, I have to pay you $1 million. So therefore, if I say to you, listen, I know you've made an accusation against me of $1,000, I deny, let's go to Beis Din, and I'm perfectly honest, I'm happy to accept, even if it's aidus or dayanim of a father, of your father, of ignorant people, if that's what they say, I'm going to go ahead with it. How can you do so? But the Torah does not consider them kosher edim. It doesn't matter. I'm prepared to take money out of my back pocket based on that edus. By the way, it could work the other way around as well. That it's not the person paying, it's the person claiming. So if the one claiming the money says, listen, I claim you owe me $1,000. If you can bring me edus that says the opposite, even if it's my father or your father, then I'll go with it. And I'll be moichel the money. So we're talking about cases in two directions. This is very important because the Gemara is going to make a big issue of this. There's one case in which I'm trying to give you the money. One case I'm trying to moichel the money. Depends who's talking. Is it the malve or the loive? What's not clear in the Mishnah, and I believe there's a machlokes rishonim we'll see in a moment, when it says in the Mishnah, Ne'mon Olai Abo, I'm prepared to believe my father or your father. What role is the father playing? As an aid or as a dayon? I'm prepared to believe my father. If my father testifies or my father judges. So if you look at the very first Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi says clearly, Ne'mon Olai Lihiyois Dayon. Rashi says clearly, Lihiyois Dayon. So we're not talking about being an aid, rather talking about being a Dayon. Reb Lauer, you wanted to ask something?
Yeah, I just wanted to point out that if you're trying to convict someone of a crime, let's say, and now you say the guy is coming, and Eidos, I saw him do it, but there's Yegia, he's related to him. It's even more strong. I'm your brother, he's my brother, and he's coming out and saying, I saw my brother do a crime.
Right. But
it's even more so. Here, in a situation where it's money, guy's going to come out and say, well, he's my brother. Of course you're going to testify in my behavior. Right. My brother's not going to come and say...
So it all starts off because a relation has a bias, but then you're right. Now it just becomes a general rule. Finish, a relation is an aid postal, whether he's going in my favor, against my favor, he's just simply out. Either way, in monetary matters, however, it's my prerogative. Who's my prerogative? Either the loiver, the borrower, or the malva, the lender, we'll see about this in the Gemara, to say I'm perfectly prepared to accept edim or dayonim who are not kosher. Rashi says two words, Lihyois Dayon. Now look at the next Rashi. Abo. Abo, my father is posel menatoira ledoinani. And here comes your point, Reb Larry. Loy lizchus v'loy lechiyuv. Whether he is judging in my merit or against me. Meaning, like you said, Reb Larry, you might well say, listen, my father cannot judge me to exempt me, because he's got an negius. But to judge me, to be mechayev me, maybe he should be, no, he should be believed. Says Rashi, no, he's not believed. I mean, he's just considered a posel in all directions, whether it's for a zechus, whether it's for a chiyuv. Why? Denaf galon bepirkin. We're going to learn out in our perek, in Daf Chav Zayin, in three Daf's time. Miloy yumsu ovois albonim. When there's ovois albonim, there cannot be a misa. Fathers can never, ever, ever be involved in cases of misa for the children, whether it's trying to exempt them, trying to obligate them, it makes no difference. They are simply out. If, however, in a case of a financial situation, you should really underline in that Rashi the word yumsu. Lo yumsu. In the case of yumsu, misa, then ovois albonim cannot be involved. Remember, in our case, we're not talking about Misa. We're talking about a bezdin of three dayanim for financial matters. In the cases of financial matters, it's my prerogative to say, I'm happy to go with somebody who essentially is possible. So the Mishnah has mentioned now three cases. My father, your father, or Shlosha Roye Boko. Three cattle shepherds. Simple people, clearly they're not competent, but if I'm happy to put my trust in them and go with whatever they say, then my prerogative. So what's the halacha in that case? Reb Meir Omer, yochel lachzor bo. You'll remember this from the last Omer. Reb Meir says, you can be chayzer. By the way, Reb Avram, I think you asked last week an important question, which was, at which point can you be chayzer? Prior to the judgment, post the judgment. So we'll see more about this on Omid Beis. I'll call upon him. So Reb Meir says, Yochoil lachzer boy. Having initially accepted them upon myself as a dayon, that's the way Rashi's learning, I can nonetheless backtrack. I can backtrack. V'chachomim oimrim, eino yochoil lachzer boy. You cannot be chayzer. We have machlokes. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah, Hoya chayev lechaveiroi shvuo. What's the halacha? And this is a similar example now, where somebody was obligated to take an oath to his chaver. Will be an example. So the classic oath is always the case of Moide b'miktas. So Reuven claims from Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon says, $30 I admit, $70 I deny. So the $30, obviously he's got to pay. What about the 70? Because he is a Moide b'miktas, he is admitting in part, namely to the 30. So on the other part that he denies, he's got to make a shvua. So he's got to take an oath. I hereby declare, I swear, that I do not owe you the remaining $70. But it's only because he admitted in part. If he would be what we call a koifer bakoil, a deny all, if Reuben says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and he says, I don't owe you a penny, then he's not mechuyev a shvua, at least menateir. Fine. So now, when you admit it in part, this is all learned from Sukkim, so he pays the $30, obviously he admitted to that, and the other 70, he's got to take an oath. Says the Mishnah, if he was chayev to make a shvua, v'omar lo, and he said, doir li b'chaye roishcha. Now those look strange words, none of which seem to be anything to do with a shvua. Doir li b'chayei roishcha. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Doer li, loshein shvua. It's a form of shvua. Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate it in art scroll? The words, Doer li b'chaye roishcha.
By the life of your hand. Your head.
Your head, right. By the life of your head. So what is that? So now, once again, it does not constitute a regular loshen of a shvua. A regular loshen of a shvua would obviously incorporate somewhere the word shvua. And here it doesn't. It just says, by the life of your head. Now, what's this got to do with the first part of the Mishnah? The answer is, because once again, it's my prerogative to accept that as a shvua. So if I claim from you $100, you've admitted to 30, the other 70, you've got to take an oath. If you say this funny loshen and I say I'm okay with it, well, then I'm okay with it. So you say, by the life of your head, I don't owe you the other $70. If I accept it, then I accept it. Just like I'm allowed to accept, and that's the connection to the first part of the Mishnah. Just like I can accept in the case of financial situation, a non-kosher aid, a non-kosher dayan, so too is my prerogative to say that I also accept a shvur, which is technically not really the regular lashon of shvur. The question is, once again, can you backtrack? So we have the same machlokes. Reb Meir Oymer Yochel Lachzer Boy, the Chacham Oymerim Ein Yochel Lachzer Boy. Can Remeir says, once you've said this funny loshen of shvur, can you say, well, actually, I don't accept it after all, and I demand that you take a regular, normal nusach. Look at the last Rashi on the Mishnah. Yochoel lachzer boy, he can be chayzer, v'lishoel shvur gemura, and I require a shvur gemura, a full shvur with a regular, normal nusach. So therefore, the resha of the Mishnah and the sefer of the Mishnah are, of course, very similar. In cases of financial matters, if the two parties agree to compromise on the normal standards of aid or dayon or shvua, they can obviously do so. There's no question about that. The shaila is only, can they backtrack afterwards? What does afterwards mean? How late is too late? That we'll see in the Gemara on Amud Beis. Now, let's see the first line of the Gemara. And we'll see that even though it looks an innocuous line, but it's actually quite complicated. So look at the first line of the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Dimi, Breider of Nachman, Breider of Yosef. Rav Dimi, the son of Rav Nachman, the son of Yosef, says the following. Kagoin, De kible oleha b'chad. Let's translate literally. We are talking about that he was makabel him as one. De kible oleh, he was makabel him on himself, b'chad, as one. What does that mean? So look at Rashi. Dekib leoleo bechad dayono va'afal gav de'ika trei achrina bahadei. Even though there are two perfectly kosher dayonim with him, nonetheless, Omer Reb Meir, yochel lachzer boy, he's allowed to be chayzer. What's going on over here? When the Mishnah says, I accept my father or your father, and Rashi and the Mishnah told us it means as a dayon. But we were not told, one second, who are the rest of the dayonim? Are the other two dayonim indeed kosher? And it's only the third one who is the father or the father-in-law? Is that what's going on? So that's exactly what the Gemara is pointing out. That even though, yes, precisely, that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about there are two perfectly kosher dayonim on the bezdin besides for your father. And therefore, I might have thought that what? I might have thought that Reb Meir would say, well, actually, you cannot backtrack because most of the bezdin is a perfectly kosher bezdin. That's what the Gemara is saying in Chiddush, that even though you were only mekabel your father as one of the dayonim, there's actually two dayonim without him, you can still be chayza. Meaning, let's explain a little bit more.
What does the word chozer mean?
To retract. So we're dealing with dine mominus, and dine mominus need three dayonim. So now let's go back to basics. What would be if Reuven and Shimon have a financial argument, which essentially requires a bezdin of three, and they say to each other, okay, if I agree, would you agree just to have one dayon? If we both agree, then we both agree, obviously. That's a given. So now the question is, it's not clear from the Mishnah what was the case. When the Mishnah says, I'm happy to believe my father or your father, what does that mean? As a single solitary dayan and there's nobody else? Or no, there's going to be a bezdin of three. And we agree that this posel, this father, is going to be one of the dayon. So what we're learning over here is, the way Rashi is learning is, again, look at Rashi. De kible oleho bechad. He has been mekabel the father on himself as one of the dayonim. Not as the only dayon, but rather bechad as one of the dayonim. Says Rashi, even though there are two others, nonetheless, Bahadei, together with the father, nonetheless, Omer Abmeya, Yochoil, Lachzor, Boy. He is still allowed to be Chayza. What does that mean? He's still allowed to be Chayza. If the father would be the only Dayon, well, then maybe it would be more obvious that you could be chayza because there are no kosher dayanim at all. It's only the father. So the way that Rashi's learning the Gemara is that Reb Meir, the Gemara is telling us, Reb Meir is telling you a chiddush, that even though your father is not the solitary dayan, he is one of three dayanim, which means you actually have two perfectly kosher dayanim. Nonetheless, you're still allowed to be chayza. You're still allowed to be chayza. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. We have to see now, Tosis disagrees. Yes.
Why is this a chiddush? Because let's take it's not a father. Let's just say it's a dayan that you see, you find out it's puzzle. You can, according to Rashi's argument, you can come out and say, listen, we're not so concerned that the third dayan might be a puzzle because we still have two kosher dayanim. It doesn't matter why the third dayan is not good, whether he's the father, whether he's puzzle. You're devaluating the value of the third dayan. Either he's good or he's not good. You should not be able to, it's not a chiddush to say, I can be chal. Of course you can be chal on him. If he's not even qualified for whatever reason, it doesn't matter that you have two good ones.
But maybe if I invested in him a koyach of being the entire bezdin, then it would be easier to retract. You're right. I hear your taina. But where I do have two perfectly kosher dayonim, you're right. Maybe there's more of a svara to say that I took my father as the tag along, but I cannot be chayza. But you're right. I hear your point. So now, according to Rashi, now we have to pay attention closely. According to Rashi, let's look again at the Gemara and read the Gemara again the way that Rashi learned. We'll see, Tosis learns differently. Again. Omer of Dimi, Breder of Nachman, Breder of Yosef. Kagoin. We are even talking about, according to Rameah, the Kable Oleo, where he was Makabal him on himself, Bechad as one of three. So according to Rashi, whose opinion are we explaining over here? It's Reb Meir's opinion. Reb Meir was the one that you said that you can be chayzer, you can backtrack. The chiddush is you can even backtrack. You can even backtrack when your father is not the only dayon, but rather he's one of the three dayonim. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara, that even though there are two perfectly kosher dayonim on the Beis Din as well, nonetheless, you can be chayzer. Now, we'll see Tosfos, but just before we see the Tosfos, let's just point out what Tosfos' problem is going to be. You'll notice that the Gemara said, Omer of Dimi, Breder of Nachman, look at the next word, Breder of Yosef, Kagoin. What does Kagoin mean? Kagoin means, for example, or it means i.e. This is what we're talking about. Kagoin, i.e. the following case. According to Rashi, it's not this is what we're talking about, but rather, even if we're talking about this case. In how many scenarios will Remeir say that you can backtrack? In two. Either if the father is the only Dayon, that was more obvious. What the Gemara is saying is that you can even backtrack when the father is not the only Dayon, he's one of three Dayonim. So therefore, Tosfos does not like this word, Kagoin. Kagoin sounds like the translation of Kagoin means, i.e. That's what Kagoin means, as is. This is the case. According to Rashi, it's not this is the case, but rather, this is the Chiddush case. But it's not the only case. Certainly, you can backtrack if your father is the only Dayon. The Chiddush is, even if your father is not the only Dayon and there's actually two others with him, nonetheless, he can still be Chayzer. But the word Kagoin, therefore, is very misleading. Kagoin sounds like, this is the case. It's not true. There's other cases as well. This is the Chiddush case. Well, then the Gemara should have used a different terminology. Have a look at this second Tosis on the Amud. We'll see if Tosis learns differently. Omar Rav Dimi, going to Kibla Ole Abachad, Pirish B'Kuntras. Who's the Kuntras? Rashi. Rashi explains. Da'afilu hochi, nonetheless, even though I've only accepted my father as one of three Dayonim, but actually there's another two who are perfectly kosher, nonetheless, Ka'omer Rameh still said, the Yochel Lachzer, boy, he can still be Chayzer, can still backtrack. Says Tosfos, V'loi Nahira. This does not appear to me to be correct. Why not? De Kevin de la Rabuse Nocte. Because this is being mentioned as a Chiddush, as we just explained. It's not the only case, but rather this is the Chiddush. It's even this case. Even this case. So we're not saying it's only this case, but rather we're saying it's even this case. Well, if that's the case, Havalei Lameima, the Gemara should have said, quote unquote, Loitzricha, quote unquote. Loitzricha means we only need Rav Meir's Chiddush in the following case, but not that he's only talking in one case. Demid Ka'omar, because the Gemara says, quote unquote, Kagoin. If, however, you notice that the Gemara did not say Loit Tzricha, but the Gemara says Kagoin, Mashma, underline the next word, the Dafka Ka'omar. It sounds like Dafka, this is the only case, Kagoin, de Kible, or Leo, Bechad. Kagoin means, as we said before, i.e. I.e. This is the case. According to Rashi, it's not the case. In every case, you can be chayzer. The chiddush is even in this case. So don't say kagoyim. Kagoyim means i.e. This is what Rav Meir is talking about. No. Al-Kainira, says Tosas, therefore it would appear that we're not coming to explain Reb Meir, we're actually coming to explain Rabbonon. What did the Rabbonon say? Rabbonon were the ones who said, you cannot be Chayzer. It is their opinion that we are explaining. Rabbonon said that you cannot be Chayzer, having accepted your father or my father as a one of the two Dayanim or Edim, says Tosfos, Al-Kainira da'amilsayhu de'Rabbonon ko'i. It's actually referring to the Rabbonon. The Davka, it's only in one case, Kagoin, the Kible Oleho Bachad, where I've accepted my father as one of what? We'll see in a moment. I think Tosis is learning, not like Rashi, we're not talking about Dayanim, but rather Edim. The Choda L'Re'usa Hu, there is only one negative factor. What's the negative factor? That my father essentially is a korev. But it's not a double negative factor. What would be a case of a double negative factor? Not only am I accepting my father, but I'm even accepting him as the only aid. That's two negatives. Says Tosfos, what the Gemara means to say is that no, we're not talking about where there are two negative factors. We're talking about that I accepted my father. Okay, that was the negative factor, but that's it. He's one of two. And that's the case. Who de ikka ka omri Rabbonon? That's where Rabbonon say, de eino yoche lachzer boy, that he cannot backtrack because there's still another kosher aid. Avol I kible oleho ke betrei. But if I accept my father as being two, what does it mean as being two? I invest in him the power of two Edim. Not that I accept my father to team up with a kosher aid, but rather I say he is the sole aid. Well, that's a double negative factor. Why is that a double negative factor? Number one, I've accepted my father should be an aid. The Torah does not allow such a thing. And number two, I've said there should only be one aid. The Torah doesn't sanction that either. So I've done two chidushim against the Torah. In that case, yochoil lachzor boy af l'rabbonon. In that case, you can backtrack even according to the Rabbonon. Why? Kiven de ikka tarti, underline the word tarti l'reuso. Because in that case, there are two negative factors. So how's Tosis explaining the Gemara completely different to Rashi? Firstly, would you agree to me that even though Rashi says the subject of the Gemara is Dayonim, but in Tosis it seems to be it's the Edim. Because Tosis spoke about Kebei Trei, one of two Edim. So Tosis is learning the Gemara completely different. In fact, he's learning the whole Mishnah different. Ne'emon olai abo does not mean I accept my father as one of the Dayonim. That's how Rashi learns. Tosis learns in, no, I accept him as an aid. Okay. Reb Meir says you can be Choyzer and the Rabbonon say you can't. Says the Gemara, and this is the way Tosis learns it, Kagoin, i.e., when did the Rabbonon say that you cannot be Choyzer? Only in one case. Not like Rashi, even in this case, then the word Kagoin doesn't make sense. There is only one solitary case in which the Rabbonon said that you cannot be Choyzer. When is that? When I accepted my father to be one of two Edim. But if I accepted my father to be the only aid, so that's two negative factors. That means there's two chidushim neged the Torah. Number one, the fact that I've accepted my father bichlal. And number two, the fact that I've accepted him as a single aid. Then the Rabbonon would also admit that you can be choyzer and you can backtrack. The only case they said that you cannot is when there's no double negative factor. There is a single negative factor, i.e., I accepted my father as an aid. That's true. That's a negative factor, meaning it's against the Torah, but not as the only aid, one of two. So I'm not going in the face of the Torah in a double way, only in a single way. That's when the Rabbanon said you cannot backtrack. So if you look now back at the Gemara, look at the Gemara, we'll reread it again. And we see that according to Tosfos, the Gemara has a completely different reading. We're not coming to explain the opinion of Rav Meir, who says you can be chayzer. Rather, according to Tosfos, we're coming to explain the opinion of the Rabbanon, who said that you cannot be chayzer. Omer of Dimi Breder of Nachman Breder of Yosef. Now, this is the way Tosfos reads it. Do you know when the Rabbanon, not Rav Meir, nobody's talking about Rav Meir. Do you know when the Rabbanon say that you cannot be chayzer? That's only kagoin, i.e., in one particular case. Not like Rashi, who says it's even in a particular case. No, it's only in one case. So what is that? Kagoin de kible oleho bechad. In the case where I accepted my father as one of two aidim, not I accepted upon myself as the only aid, but as one of two aidim. So I'm still going with the Torah's requirement to have two aidim. The only case, the only point of conflict, as it were, that I disagree with the Torah is that I've accepted my father, even though he's apostle. But because there's still a group of aiders, I cannot be chayzer. Meaning, if, however, I would have accepted my father upon myself as the only aid, then even the Rabbanon would agree you can be chayzer. So it turns out, therefore, that this innocuous looking line is a very tricky line. There's a huge machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos how to learn this line. According to Rashi, we're explaining the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you can be chayzer. So Rashi says kagoin doesn't mean i.e., but rather even in a case where there are two other kosher dayonim, you can still be chayzer. Says Tosfos, no, we're not coming to explain Rameh, we're coming to explain the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon said you cannot be chayzer. Kagoin, when is that, i.e., only because there is another kosher aid. But if there are no kosher aidim at all, and I've accepted my father as the solitary aid, then even the Rabbonon would agree that you can be chayzer. Yeah.
I don't even understand the mission where it says, the guy says, my father is acceptable. Of course my father is acceptable. He's my father. It makes sense if I says, I accept your father. Okay, it's a chiddush. Now we can use, why wouldn't I accept my father? He's in my favor.
The post, no. We, like we said, we didn't say yet, is the father helping you or going against your cause?
But I would imagine he's my father.
No, we're going to see. Are we talking about I'm being moichel the other one or I'm giving him money? That's going to be the next line of the Gemara.
Yeah.
My father, if he's working against me, that's a tremendous chiddush. We didn't say that I'm employing my father to help me. That
we're well, how do I know until he testifies?
Also, we'll see who's talking. Is it the Malva or the Leiva talking? That's going to be the next line.
In other words, the guy comes and says, I want to bring your father as a judge or as an aide. Right. My opponent.
Right.
So then I say, well, it's really weird that you're bringing my father. Obviously, you're trying to bury me.
Okay, so we'll see.
So
we'll
now,
see.
If I accept my father, am I allowed to go back? Or now we'll I get it. It's not we'll like see. I'm bringing my father.
This is the next line of the Gemara. It's a very quite a complicated Gemara. There's a difference between etain, I am giving, as opposed to moichel, I am moichel. Miss Hashem, we'll see that.
That's
tomorrow.
But Rebbe, this goes back to what I said at the beginning. Because if a guy says, you know, if a father comes out against the sin, it makes it even more guilty.
Yeah, like we said, so it's a general puzzle. It's a general puzzle. A father is always out. Which case are we talking about? We'll see in the Gemara session.
Well, now I understand. The other guy wanted to bring the father.
Okay.